Extract 3. You hear an executive talking to a journalist about advertising.
It seems you can't open a magazine these days without seeing a celebrity trying to sell you some product or other. But does this sort of thing really work?
Well, I think it can. But certain criteria do need to be fulfilled. The bare minimum is for the endorsement to be believable. You don't want a supermodel promoting exhaust pipes. What you're after is genuine involvement. You know, creative rather than financial input. For example, Rihanna's song Umbrella was picked up by a small umbrella company, but they didn't really hit gold until they started working together with her to produce glittery umbrellas for her fans. So it can work, but it has to be done right.
And presumably it can go the other way.
Yes, I've heard of some incredible sums being offered to A-listers that did not make financial sense. It's also worth remembering that if the star gets caught up in a scandal, a reputation that's taken years to create could be destroyed overnight, along with your entire investment. And then, of course, there's over-familiarity, because at some stage you're going to need more than just a famous face to grab people's attention.